Pretty soon, this year's crop of high school seniors will walk across the graduation stage and toss their caps in the air. Getting a bigger percentage of students to reach that milestone is really important to school districts. Some, such as Tacoma and Highline, have shown dramatic increases in graduation rates in recent years, and it's the result of a lot of effort. But those rates have also gotten an artificial boost because of a quirk in state policy that excludes a whole group of at-risk students from the calculations. As KNKX youth and education reporter Ashley Gross explains in our series, Who's Counted?, critics say that makes vulnerable students invisible.
In January, Tacoma Public Schools threw itself a party. The district was celebrating a record graduation rate.
89.3. Is that great or what?
There were cookies decorated with 89.3%. People posed for pictures holding signs with the graduation rate. In the Highline School District south of Seattle, Superintendent Susan Enfield delivered her district's graduation rate at an event attended by local politicians.
So, graduation rate for the class of 2018 is over 81%. So this is the fifth straight year.
But how real are these graduation rates? It turns out they don't include the most at-risk students. It's kind of off-the-books accounting. But let me be clear, it's not something the districts choose to do. It's a policy set by the state superintendent's office. Schools that aim to re-engage dropouts or help students when they fall very far behind are left out of the district graduation rate. These so-called open-door schools are part of the district, say Tacoma or Highline. They're just not included when the district graduation rate is tallied. You can find graduation rates for these schools, but it requires locating the right spreadsheet on the state superintendent's website. And if I scroll through and look at their graduation rates, they're really low. For example, Blaine re-engagement, 0%. Let's see. Everett Re-engagement Academy, 3.8%. Tacoma's re-engagement program had a graduation rate of 0.9% in 2017. Highline's was 3.9%. Meg Van Wyk lives in Burien, and her kids attended Highline schools. She still pays close attention to the district.
I saw some districts with grad rates going up, and I started trying to figure out why is that. That's how I stumbled onto the fact that OSPI is allowing some students to be removed from the graduation rates.
Van Wyk says that troubled her. To her, the students become invisible when they don't show up in the district graduation tally.
They're our most vulnerable students. They should count. They are just as important as the student, the valedictorian at all of our graduations.
But there are a lot of reasons why students have a hard time getting through high school. These programs are aimed at helping students who face the biggest barriers. Students like Jennifer Gonzalez-Salmarone.
Yeah, I was supposed to graduate last year. Yes, but I didn't because I was pregnant, and I had some difficulties during my pregnancy, and it made it hard for me to go to school.
She's now a mom, and she says her attitude changed when she started to think more deeply about her baby's future.
My son was my biggest motivation to return back to school because I wanted to be like a great example for him.
But going back to her regular high school in Burien seemed difficult because she was breastfeeding. A counselor at her old high school told her about the Learning Center, one of the open doors programs in the Highline School District. The hours at the Learning Center are flexible, and students do their coursework online.
I get on once my son is asleep. He sleeps for like 2 hours, so I have enough time to catch up to everything I have missed.
Jennifer has now earned enough credits to graduate. That's what lawmakers wanted when they created dropout re-engagement programs in 2010. The state superintendent's office wanted to encourage districts to re-engage these students. Knowing that the programs had the potential to impact district graduation rates, OSPI left them out of the district-level calculations. The students are included in the statewide graduation rate. Deb Kaim is an assistant superintendent for OSPI. I asked her if that makes sense.
It seems like excluding these students portrays an inaccurate picture of what is going on in the district. If you have a couple hundred students who are at risk of dropping out, or you know the program has a high dropout rate, but those are not being counted in a district graduation rate, doesn't it obscure from the community and from lawmakers what's really going on?
I think it The information is conveyed about the programs themselves. So if someone wanted to see what's happening at a particular re-engagement school, that information is available, and that we can look over time and reconsider, is the decision that was made several years ago still appropriate, and should we do it differently? And that's the work that's being done.
So OSPI is reevaluating the policy. And to be fair, maybe the four-year graduation rate isn't the right metric because these programs are supposed to serve students who are significantly behind. But even the 5- and 6-year rates are still low. Tacoma and Highline have the most open-door students in the state. Tacoma's graduation rate last year would have been 80% instead of 89% if the open-door students were included. Highline's grad rate would have been 72%, not 81%. But it's tricky because Highline and Tacoma both say that they get students who transfer in from other districts specifically to attend these programs. What's clear, though, is that many struggling students are winding up in re-engagement programs with very low graduation rates. So how do you measure success for these programs? Robert Balfance researches graduation rates at Johns Hopkins University.
If all they serve is the highest concentration of high-need students, they don't have great track records yet of, like, having high success rates.
Balfance says dropout re-engagement schools should be held to higher standards, and they should only be used as a last resort.
You should take several attempts to try to support the kid before you decide they need to go somewhere else. And if we create too many alternative schools, the temptation just gets too strong that for kids that are ready, they go here. For kids that aren't, they go there.
Tacoma and Highline say they have policies in place to make sure students exhaust options at their regular schools. And they both emphasize they report their graduation rates the same as all other districts in the state. Tacoma Superintendent Carla Santorno declined to do an interview. Highline Superintendent Susan Enfield says it's good these programs exist.
These are young people who need a different environment and are overcoming some pretty significant obstacles in life. And so it's not surprising that we see different numbers there.
Students in Open Doors programs do face a number of challenges. Some have grown up in foster care. Some are homeless. More than 80% are low income. But because the students have so many troubles outside of school, it's hard to know if that's why the re-engagement schools have such low graduation rates, or does it have anything to do with how these programs are structured? A good number of the schools rely on self-directed online learning. That hasn't worked for Desmond Thomas.
Right now, do you think you're going to graduate?
No, I'm probably not going to graduate anytime soon.
Desmond is 17 years old. He moved a lot with his mom and attended high schools in Seattle, Tacoma, and Kent before enrolling at Kent's Open Doors program called iGrad last fall. But he stopped going after a while. He says he didn't understand why he was required to show up there simply to sit at a computer to do his online courses and didn't really make connections with people there.
In life right now, I basically feel like, you know, I'm just kind of like bobbing in the water, you know, just sitting in the water, not moving anywhere, just sitting there, just sitting around in the waves.
That's frustrating for his dad, Carlos Roland. He's trying to help his son get back on track and maybe earn a GED. Roland says he thinks Open Doors programs may work for students who are really self-motivated, but are not a good fit for kids like his son who need more structure.
I'm not an educator by any stretch of the imagination, and, you know, and these guys are. And when they look at Desmond, you hope they can say, okay, here's what's best for him, given his unique situation, versus going, we have this one cookie-cutter program that works for 10% of the kids who don't graduate with their class. And even though we know this isn't the right program for him, we're going to put him in anyway.
Roland says school districts and the state need to figure out whether re-engagement programs are meeting students' needs. And he says he's concerned that students like his son won't get the attention they need if districts can claim graduation rate success while leaving out the most vulnerable kids. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.
This is part of our series, Who's Counted? Examining School District Graduation Rates. We also will have stories about how large online schools that enroll students from across the state are excluded from the calculations.